Amen. And Father God, we just declare and decree that the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. We declare and decree that the windows of heaven are open, Lord God, to pour us out blessings that we have no room to receive all of them, Lord God. We declare and decree healing, Lord God. We declare and decree victory. I declare and decree miracles, Lord God. We declare and decree restoration. We declare and decree divine relationships, divine connections. We declare and decree wholeness, Lord God. We declare and decree completion, Lord God. We declare and decree, Lord God, that you will begin to just do the things that you promised your people, Lord God. We declare and decree that the blessings in you are yes and amen. We declare and decree prosperity, Lord God. We declare and decree abundance, Lord God. We declare and decree just the divine things that you have for your people, Lord God. We declare and decree the revelation. We declare and decree, Lord God, the quick and swift return of things, Lord God. We declare and decree justice, Lord God. We declare and decree there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. We declare and decree prosperity. We declare and decree the wealthy place that you set up for your people, Lord God. We declare and decree that we shall ride, mount up on wings like an eagle and soar. We declare and decree that we shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and never faint. We declare and decree, Lord God, that we shall reap a harvest in due season if we faint not, Lord God. We declare and decree that you are the light to the path and our lamp to our feet, Lord God. We declare and decree victory. We declare and decree victory. We declare and decree victory in all of the infirmities that the people are going through, Lord God. We declare and decree traveling mercies, Lord God. We declare and decree debt cancellation, Lord God. We declare and decree the removal of the injustice, Lord God, that is going on in our cities, our countries, Lord God, in our states, Lord God. We declare and decree the divine order, the divine path, proper alignment, Lord God. We just declare and decree the mighty move of your spirit that shall come forth among your people, Lord God. We declare and decree prosperity in the ministry, Lord God, that we have here at Zoe Ministries with the Archbishop, Master Prophet, Lord God. We declare and decree that you would just do things exceedingly abundantly and above all that we can ask or think, Lord God. We just declare and decree victory. And Prophetess Darlene, let's open up the line and begin to pray in our heavenly language.
Go ahead, Lash. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you for bringing us all here. We thank you for blessing us, and we thank you for keeping us all safe. We thank you for the Master Prophet, even on Jordan. We thank you for the First Lady, and we thank you for all the prophets on the line. We thank you for being able to have this phone call, and we thank you for blessing us with all that we have today. We thank you for our family and our friends. We thank you for providing for us, and we pray that you can continuously do more. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us and keeping us blessed and uncovered under your blood. We thank you for the Master Prophet and his wife. We thank you for keeping us and protecting us and keeping us safe from the weather. And I pray that you keep us safe, and I pray that you always watch over us when we're going through. And I pray that everybody that is going through gets healed. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you on today for the Master Prophet Ibn R. Jordan and his wife, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. I pray that you will touch them, and I pray that you will touch the family, and I pray that you will watch over all of those who are under the ministry. And Lord, I pray that you will bless and make a way, and that we may be an example to those out in the land. I pray that you will deliver, and I pray that you will save, and I pray that you will be the answer to the questions of the people who are in need of an answer. I pray that you will be that answer through us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power. Thank you, Lord, for your delivering power. Thank you, Lord, for your blood, for dying on the cross for our sins, that we can be free and that we are free. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father God, we just thank you for this space to pray our faith and not our fears. Lord God, we just thank you for the things that you're doing for your people in this season. And thank you, Father God, for reconciling us back to you, Lord God. I thank you for the remission of sins that you give us, Lord God. I thank you for the freedom. I thank you, Father God, for by his stripes we are healed. I thank you, Father God, for the gathering of your people, for you said that if one or two agree or come together in your name, and we agree, there you are in the midst. Lord God, I just thank you for the revelation. I thank you for the wisdom. I thank you for the guidance. I thank you for the leading and the leadership that you're bringing forth in this season. I thank you for giving us this platform to begin to intercede and become prayer warriors for those who are in need of prayer, Lord God. And I thank you for the hope that you give your people. I thank you, Father God, for the word that you give us and that you begin to download into your people, your prophets, Lord God, your servants, to speak to them, to speak your mind to the people, Lord God. I thank you for the forgiveness. I thank you, Father God, for forgiving us for what we've done, but we not know what we do. I thank you, Father God, for the deliverance. I thank you, Father God, for the salvation. I thank you, Father God, for the restoration. I thank you, Father God, for the new unions, Lord God, the new marriages, Lord God, the new relationships, Lord God, the new businesses, Lord God. I thank you for the spirit of entrepreneurship that you're giving to your people. I thank you, Father God, for ushering us into the wealthy place. I thank you for the wisdom that you give us by your Master Prophet. Lord God, I just thank you for the things that you're doing in this season. I thank you, Father God, for showing us which way to go. Showing us, Lord God, that all power is in your hands. I thank you, Father God, for your hand is not too short, Lord God. I thank you for just the things that you're revealing in this season. I thank you for the mysteries. I thank you, Father God, for allowing us to go higher into you and deeper into your mysteries, Lord God. I just thank you for the ways you've made, the doors you've opened. I thank you, Father God, for the things that you're doing for your people, Lord God. I just thank you. Thank you for the open doors. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, Father God, for opening up blind eyes and allowing the deaf to hear, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for allowing people to take up their bed and walk, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the path that you set before me, the path that you set for your people, Lord God, for it is the straight and narrow. I thank you, Father God, for the peace and the comfort. I thank you, Father God, for the peace that surpasses all understanding. I thank you, Father God, just for the love that surrounds us. Thank you, Father God, for the grace and mercy. I thank you, Father God, for the favor. And I thank you, Father God, for the divine relationships, the divine order. and the divine prosperity that you're bringing forth in this season. And I thank you, Father God, and I love you unconditionally because you first loved me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for allowing us to wake up and see another day, this day that you have created, Lord, so we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I thank you for the fledglings that have come on the line. I ask that you continue to lead, guide, and protect them. And as they continue to sow their time, may you continue to grow their mind. Lord, I thank you for where you are leading all of us on this call. And those who are not able to make it, Lord, continue to touch each and every person that is in need of your healing. Touch them, Lord, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, and make them be perfect, whole, and complete. And Lord, I thank you for every blessing that is coming from the east, the west, the north, and the south, because it is you, Lord, that we, when our light shines, that we are about. Lord, I thank you for allowing us to be your willing vessels and your representatives in the earth. Lord, I thank you for creating in us a clean heart and renewing within us a right spirit. I thank you, Lord, for making us bold in this season and more than conquerors. I thank you for making us the warriors for you. Lord, I thank you as we claim that all is well and that we are the truth of you and not the facts. I thank you, Lord, for giving us sight beyond sight as we continue to have the strength of the vision as we write the vision and make it plain. Lord, I thank you for the manifestations that are coming to fruition. I thank you for healing prophetess Cynthia Dawson and the testimonies that continue to come forth through her. I thank you for healing prophet Stephen Bostic. I thank you for touching Brother Ronald Blake's life, Lord, and I thank you for allowing my sister to see another day, another birthday. Thank you, Lord, for another year of life. Lord, I thank you for newness. I thank you for the change. I thank you for the wealth that is coming forth, and I thank you for giving us the authority to speak those things that be not as though they are. Lord, I thank you especially for our leaders, Archbishop Master Prophet Ebernard Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and the teachings that they give us. Lord, I thank you for the nourishment, and I thank you for your abundant love, your agape love. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Father God, I thank you, Lord. I give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. I thank you, God. We make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. We serve the Lord with gladness, and we come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth will endure to all generations. Psalm 100. Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving. We thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, oh God. We thank you, God, because without you, we are nothing, Lord. We thank you, God, for making us prosperous, God. We thank you, God, that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath, oh God. We thank you, God, for teaching us how to profit. We thank you, Lord, for teaching us how to walk in your word, God. We thank you, God, for making us perfect, whole, complete, and divine, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that your anointing will be continue to be on us through our lives, oh God. And we thank you, Almighty Father God, that through the Christmas day, as we get closer, God, we thank you, God, that for helping us to remember the dear Lord Jesus came to earth
to dwell amongst us, God. We thank you, God, that he is indeed Emmanuel, God's with us, oh God. We thank you, God, that since you are with us, we need not to fear nor worry, God. And God, we thank you, Lord, for more, that you are more than anything that can come against us, oh God. And we thank you, God, for fulfilling your great confidence and hope for the Redeemer's sake, oh God. And God, Almighty One, we thank you again for your only Son, God. And we also thank you, God, that every day be as joyful as the day of Christmas in our lives, oh God. And thank you, God, for helping us to emulate Jesus' life here on earth, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for watching over us as we sleep, and also wakening us up each and every day, oh God. God, we thank you, Lord, for your healing power, God. We thank you, Lord, for boldness, Jesus. We thank you, God, for making a way out of no way, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for debt cancellation and bills paid in full, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for money-making ideas, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, that we are money, Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for your leaders, God, all over the world, oh God. We thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and the leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, oh God. And we thank you, God, for helping, for directing and giving them direction in their lives and helping them to direct the lives of your people, God. We thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, over our children, our loved ones, and all around us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for everyone on this line. We thank you, God, for blessing their homes, God. We thank you, God, for increase in their lives. And we thank you, Lord, for healing, God. We thank you, God, for traveling mercies, Lord. We thank you, God, for giving us traveling mercies as we travel by land, air, or sea and keeping us safe wherever we may be, oh God. We thank you, God, for protecting us from accidents and keeping us safe from harm to body and to our souls, God. We thank you, God, for supporting us with your grace, oh God, and keeping us mindful of your presence and your love, God. And we thank you, God, for finance. We thank you, God, for giving us soulmates, Lord. We thank you, God, for laughter in our lives, oh God. We thank you, God, for connections, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for insight, Jesus. We thank you, God, for the movement, God. We thank you, God, for giving us solutions, dear Lord, and our Savior. And we thank you, God, for growth and success and possibilities in our lives, oh God. And we thank you, God, for shielding us and protecting us from evil and giving us clarity in our lives. We thank you, dear Lord. And giving us, we thank you, God, for giving us a cheerful heart, Jesus. We thank you, God, for increase in our faith, dear Lord. We thank you, God, that we find rest in you, God. We thank you, God, that you never leave us comfortless, oh God. We thank you, God, for guiding us into truth in our lives, God. And we thank you, God, for that true joy that comes from who all that seek you first. We thank you, God, for that, oh God. And we thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. And Father God, we thank you, God, for blotting out sins of yesterday, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for giving us liberty and high esteem, God. We thank you, God, for this wonderful country in which we live, that we are privileged to live, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for our president, God. And we thank you, God, for all authority here that you have here for us. We thank you, God, for empowerment, God. We thank you, God, for granting them and giving them wisdom and knowledge, Jesus. And we thank you, God, for the sick and shut in, God. We thank you, God, for comforting them and graciously regarding them and holding them, God, as they as you bring them out recovery, God. We thank you, God, for that, oh, God. And we thank you, God, that your great mercy, God, for all those that shut in. And we thank you, God, for sustaining them by your insurance and your presence. And, God, we thank you for lifting them out of their despondency, God. We thank you, God, in your precious, mighty name, oh, God. And thank you, God, for being a hope among the communities, oh, God, that had devastation there. We thank you, God, for granting them safety, God, and we thank you, God, for unshakable peace that you give us, give them and give us, O Lord. We thank you, Almighty One. We thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, dear Lord, the enemy scatters, O God. And thank you, God, that the words out of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In the name of the Father and of the Son and your precious Holy Ghost, thank you, Lord, that we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. For it is by the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, that whosoever call upon your name shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord have said, and in the remnant whom the Lord hath called. We thank you, Lord, that upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. We thank you, Lord, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, for you have anointed us to declare deliverance to the poor, heal the brokenhearted, deliverance to the captive, and recovering sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough. We decree and declare healing to the brokenhearted. We decree and declare healing to the grief-stricken. We decree and declare deliverance from poverty and lack, deliverance from homelessness and addiction and depression, deliverance from every residual injury, psychological, emotional, physical, spiritual injury, every church burn. Father God, heal your people that they may serve you in freedom. Heal your people. Lord God, we break forth in praise. We break forth in worship. We break forth in gladness, Father God, for your anointing destroys every yoke of bondage. We thank you, Lord God, that you set us free. We thank you for the blood that covers. We thank you that the blood of Jesus washes, purifies, sanctifies, and makes whole. We thank you, Lord God, for cancers drying up in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the prognosis of the doctors are being reversed even now. We thank you, Lord God, for raising your people up off of their beds of affliction. We thank you for the grace and your mercy and your compassion to restore us to good health and to bring our lives into right and divine order. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of God that's flowing even now on this line, flowing into every home, flowing on the jobs, flowing in our neighborhoods, sweeping clean and removing criminal activity, sweeping clean and removing our enemies. For when the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Holy Spirit lifts up a standard. Father God, we thank you for the standard. We thank you for the standard that pushes back and shuts down and annihilates every pit and pitfall that has been set up by the adversary. We thank you, Lord God, that our enemies fall in the traps they set before us. We thank you, Lord God, that every home wrecker is brought to their knees. We thank you, for every individual that's trying to snare our children into drugs and into promiscuity, into abusive behavior. They're rerouted and canceled in the little Shelaba, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you're calling us into a spirit of excellence in service on our jobs, in our homes, in our families, in our relationships. Father God, take us to the next level of service. Take us to the next level of loving one another. Take us to the next level in our giving. Take us to the next level in our anointing. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us can prosper. We thank you, God, that when the enemy comes in one way, he must flee seven ways. We thank you, Lord God, that when the thief be found, he must pay full restitution. We thank you for uncovering the thief. We thank you, God, for uncovering the thief. For the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but you've come. You've arrived that we might have life in that more abundantly. Thank you, God, for showing up. Showing up in prayer, showing up in our finances, showing up in our health, showing up in our wealth, showing up in our marriages, showing up in our family relationships, showing up in our relationships with our employees, showing up in rerouting the enemy, uncovering and bringing them into an open shame. We thank you, Lord God, for breaking the power of every witch and every warlock. We expose them and send them packing. We thank you, Lord God, that we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do we stand in the way of the sinner, nor do we sit in the seat of the scornful, but our delight is in your law. In your law we meditate day and night, and we are like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and we bring forth our fruit now in this season. Also our leaves shall not wither, but whatever we do prospers. Whatever we do brings glory to you. Whatever we do, hallelujah, the works of our hands are blessed. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for our Archbishop. We thank you for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Lord God, for stretching them even the more and pouring out of them life-giving water and allowing us to quench our thirst, amen, through the water that flows from them. Thank you for the powerful revelations that you've given our Archbishop. Thank you, Lord God, for we strengthen their hands even now, and we cover them, and we war against every force that wars against them. We send it back, we send it back, we send it back, and they cross over on even ground. We thank you, Lord, that every valley is exalted, every mountain is made low, every crooked place straight, and every rough place is smoothed out in their lives, and it trickles down to our experience. And we bless you, Father God. We bless you for our prophets. We bless you for the prophetic order. We bless you for our parents, our elders. We thank you for the healing, for healing is the children's bread. And we bless you that the anointing for health and the anointing for wealth and the anointing for prosperity and the anointing for deliverance from addictions and from everything that would bind us is broken in the name of Jesus. ADHD must flee. Intellectual disabilities, we cancel out. Amen. We cancel, Father God, depression. We cancel, Father God, discouragement. We cancel stress and worry. We cancel diabetes. We cancel heart conditions. We cancel anxiety attacks. We cancel fear. And we thank you, God, for rerouting and canceling the efforts of the politicians who are trying to take the health care from the poor. We thank you for protecting your people. We thank you for canceling the works of the enemy. And we thank you, God, that nothing shall by any means harm us. And we give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we give you the praise in the mighty name, in the mighty name, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, people of God, it is another day's journey, and we are glad. We're glad to be here. We're glad to be with you. We're glad to be a yes. We're glad to stand for your breakthrough. Amen. And we give God the praise, amen, and the glory for what he is doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. And we want to invite you to join Master Prophet for part two of his teaching. Amen. It was a powerful word on tonight. And he's going to continue and build upon that teaching on tomorrow. So you don't want to miss it. Amen. Join him at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. And if you have not done so already, sow that 1,009 or that 109. Amen. Sow your seed. Amen. And watch the handiwork of the Lord. Amen. Move in your behalf. You must give to live. You must sow to grow. You must seed to eliminate your need. You must seed to eliminate greed. You must seed to stop the bleed. Amen. And watch the hand of God move miraculously in your circumstance. The other announcements are as follows. New Year's Eve service, December 31st, 2017. Oil mixing service at 10 p.m. Amen. RSVP at 888-831-0434. Amen. You can text your donation at 646-742-0433. Amen. And if you're going to attend Prophecology, you must register at prophecology.com and provide the information for your itinerary, your travel itinerary, and, amen, your roommate selection. Also, Pop Life Radio, every Monday through Friday at 12 noon. Join a live conference call with our very own Prophet Joshua Jordan, the eldest son of our Archbishop, the Master Prophet, E. Bernard Jordan, and Pastor Prophetess Lady Deborah Jordan. Amen. Powerful teachings with he and Prophetess Jessica and a host of other prophets. Amen. Bringing the spirit of excellence in teaching and sharing on these prophetic calls. Amen. Did I miss anything?
No, I think you covered everything, Prophetess.
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Joyce. Amen. And I want to, amen, celebrate our fledglings, Young Prophet Elijah, Young Prophetess Elizabeth, and Young Prophetess Alicia, for being on the court. And I want to invite you every Friday amen, to lead out and represent the fledglings on this prayer call. Every Friday night is fledgling night, amen. And thank you, Prophetess Bessie Allen, for having being an example, amen, and raising the standard for your children to follow. Bless you and your husband for your stance and for your leadership. Amen. And if that be all, we bless you in the name of the Lord, and we want to invite you again to another Midnight Cry, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, I want to invite some of you prophets in the order to join the lineup. Amen. Meet me on the lineup on tomorrow night. God bless you is our prayer. Have a wonderful Saturday. Peace.